And this is Ty Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our 2023 high school football previews continued. Now talking with Orion head coach Chip Filler. I think this is something like your 15th year now as the head coach, right? So as you enter year number 15 preseason-wise, how much has changed for you preparation-wise year one into now year 15 for you?
Well, that hasn't changed too much. I'm kind of a hoarder, so I keep a lot of my practice plans from previous years so I can go back and say, hey, what worked or what didn't work. And, you know, we kind of fine-tune a little bit of stuff, you know. And that does depend on the team and what you have as far as where you have to go. But it is pretty much status quo, you know, throughout these 2 days and then getting into the game week. So, doesn't make it too hard, but you know, it does actually depend on the team. But I like where we're at as far as knowledge-wise with our team, and it allows us to do a little bit more things on the field.
And speaking kind of, you know, year-over-year-wise, we were talking a little bit before we started about how last year the injury bug kind of bit you pretty bad, which forced some younger kids into playing. And I still think probably a pretty young group you'll have at the varsity level overall, but a lot of production from sophomores who will be juniors this year. So can you speak a little bit about what kind of the makeup of your team looks like experience-wise?
Well, you know, experience-wise, I think some people don't get us enough credit, and which for whatever reason, and that's fine. You know, we had all of our tight ends that we have on the program right now have started somewhere down the line a year ago. Now they're all juniors, but they all started somewhere down the line. We have our fullback back, Aiden Fisher. Now I'm not quite sure where we're going to play him, but he played quite a bit in our backfield and at linebacker for us, and he's a junior. Caden Edmonds, who really came on late in the season for us as a running back, he's a senior. So, I mean, he has some experience. I mean, there are guys out there that have done some things here. Now, I don't know, you know, the media, the people that run these great podcasts don't give us really a chance in heck. Now here's one of two things, Ty. Either I don't know anything about football anymore, which could be, or they have no idea, and somebody's going to have a hard pill to swallow. Might be me. Hopefully it's them, but it could be me. I get that.
So speaking to that a little bit, kind of looking at your schedule in 2023, your three crossovers, I think go Hall, Mendota, Princeton, and then you have just the six regular conference games. So looking at Orion's 2023 football schedule, what do you think of the makeup?
Well, to us, I mean, as I looked at it from the novice person that I am, novice football person that I am, I'm like, hey, this kind of plays out pretty well, especially when you look at the last, I'd say the last four games of our season. We are, three of them are at home and one's at Sherrard. So, I mean, we only got to travel, you know, 10 miles for a football game in the month of October. But from what I've heard from the great podcasts, is that Spring Valley Hall's defense is only second to Princeton and maybe Rock Ridge. Like, nobody's going to score on them. So that worries me. And then Mendota, I heard, averages 40 points a game and they were 3-6. So that scares me. And then you got the two vaunted Princeton's and Rock Ridge's on our schedule. Like, hey, to be honest, Ty, I hope that we can just hold court and, man, we just make it through this year alive.
So, you know, looking down the line for you, we touched a little bit about kind of the youthful group that you'll probably have, but we touched on, too, the experience you have coming back. Now, one of those kids, obviously, quarterback, right? Kale will be the starting quarterback again now into his sophomore season. And I know it's probably difficult for maybe both of you having the father-son duo coaching, and probably doubly so when he's the quarterback. So how have you and him, too, kind of handled that from year one now into year two?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest with you. All that first part of that interview was tongue-in-cheek. Now I'll be honest with you about him. He has grown up so much, you know, throughout the season. Now he has to hear the whole naysayers and, again, the podcast people. Well, he's frail and he's weak and he can't do this and he can't do that. The kid threw for 1,000 yards and he dang near got us into the playoffs a year ago as a freshman. So he's had a great summer, had a great Iowa camp, had a great Augustana camp. He's put in a lot of work. He's gotten stronger. He's put on the weight. He's done everything we've asked him to do. He's done in the film room. I don't know anything more that he can do to have people stop talking poorly about him than to go out and play. And if you ask him, that's what he says to me. Dad, don't worry about it. I'll play better and these people will shut up. So that's kind of his mindset. I love how he's attacking this offseason. He's a tremendous leader for us. There's not anything I wouldn't change for him as a quarterback and as my son. He makes me proud on both sides of that.
So offensively and defensively, both for you, what are some of the main things you want to try to maybe establish early in the season on both sides of the ball?
Well, I think we got to control the line of scrimmage a lot better than what we did a year ago. I mean, you know, as you watched us, I mean, we were able to run the ball. We had a dynamic running back. But I think now up front with this committee of good running backs we have, we still have to be solid up front, at least a little bit more solid, and that and control that game that way. When we got into it where we were having our freshman quarterback throw the ball 30 to 35 times a game, that's not a real great recipe to win football games in the track. Now, maybe he might be able to get away with it now because he's a little bit seasoned, but I'd rather him not have to do that and us run the ball effectively like we were. Same thing on the other, on the defensive side. I like for us to tackle a lot better and make sure that people cannot run on us, and they have to become one-dimensional. Again, those are things that are tough. We are very thin up front offensive line-wise, okay? We only have five juniors and senior linemen, but you can only play five. So as long as we stay healthy, we feel like we've got a good five that we can work with. Defensive line will be a little bit better. There's a little bit more depth there, but still the same thing. And I think that's with any small school football. Anytime you have an injury in a key spot, you're really scratching that second level. But they don't cancel the season for you if something happens. You got to go out and you got to find a way and get winning again.
All right, and looking ahead to the 2023 season, now the past two seasons, 4 and 5, both coming up just short in week 9 of getting into the postseason. For Orion to get back into the postseason, I know that, you know, missing the playoffs, especially 2 years in a row, is something that, you know, really rarely happened to this program. What are some things that have to happen to get back into the postseason in 2023?
Well, I mean, you know, just the injury bugs, got to stay away. People got to keep improving. People got to keep buying in the process. We got to get better from week to week to week. You know, little things that we were doing wrong. I do see that in this team. I'm sorry, because when we do make a mistake, like on a Monday or a Tuesday, we go to correct it the next day. It's corrected. You know, whether it be in the film or whatever it is, they handle themselves. So I think that and all has to do. We have to get some great leadership. We have to play with some emotion. You know, get that swag back a little bit. And I'm so glad that you hit on this, that, you know, hey, it's been a couple of years that we've been out, and maybe, you know, how do we get back? Because it's really not traditionally we've been in the playoffs. This is where it kind of irks me a little bit, is that maybe the last couple of years we haven't earned that respect, and people can now say, hey, Orion's not all that good anymore, and, you know, bypass us and talk about a team that maybe hasn't won near as much as us, like they're going to the playoffs and nobody's talking about this Orient tradition that possibly could be going to the playoffs. I don't know if you know this about me, but that type of stuff ignites me. That type of stuff infuriates me, and it gives me the motivation to come out here every day and to make sure somebody has a hard pill to swallow.
Orient head coach Chip Filler joining us. He's excited for the 2023 season. Coach, thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you Friday night against the Hall Red Devils.
All right, thanks, Ty. Thanks for everything.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.